You're listening to a Peak Media Production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is February 12th, and we had some limited action in the NBA last night, and there weren't any NHL games, but we did have a bunch of great college games to talk about, so let's get into it. So the first and closest game we had in the NBA last night was between the Raptors and the Sixers in Philly, and this one came right down to the final possession. So just to set the scene a little bit, Toronto was leading 105-103, but Philly had the ball. So Maxey takes it, he drives left into the lane, and then he kicks it back out up top to Embiid, who was about as open as you will ever find yourself in the NBA. But for some reason, he decided to pass up the wide open three. He tried to drive it, and then he just drove himself right into traffic, completely lost his handle, actually dribbled off of his back, essentially, if that even sounds possible. And so then it gets stolen by Grady Dick, who was then fouled, made one of two free throws, and that sealed the game. So the Raptors get the win 106-103, and the nightmare of a season for the Sixers continues. And I'm not sure the fans in Philly really even care right now. I think they're still riding the high from the Eagles Super Bowl, and so they probably don't care about basketball too much at the moment, but I'm not sure this season could have started any worse for a team with super high expectations coming into this season. Embiid has barely played. Paul George has not played up to his typical standard, and now they sit at 20-33, which is good for 11th in the East, and they're a game and a half behind the Bulls for the final play-in spot. So it's probably a good time for them for the All-Star break. We'll see if Embiid can stay a little bit healthier in the second half and if Paul George can step it up, but just not looking good for the Sixers right now. But anyway, back to the game from last night. Scotty Barnes led the way for the Raptors with 33 points and 10 rebounds on 63% shooting. And Emmanuel Quickley, he also had 23 points of his own on a super efficient 7 for 11 from the field, and that included 4 threes as well. They also got 17 from Grady Dick. He also had that steal at the end, and then some solid contributions from the rest of the starters, which they really needed because the bench finished with just 18 points on an abysmal 8 for 28 shooting. Embiid was the leading scorer for the Sixers. He had 27, even though he was just 8 for 19 from the field, and he also had 4 turnovers, including that one at the end of the game, which of course led to a chorus of boos from the Philly crowd. Paul George had a relatively average game. He had 14 points in 36 minutes. And Tyrese Maxey had his streak of 18 straight games with 25 points snapped as he finished with just 5 points on 1 for 9 shooting. But next up, we had the Knicks and Pacers in a matchup between the current 3 and 4 seeds in the East. And the Knicks would go on to win this one on the road 128-115 thanks to 40 points from Kat, 30 from Josh Hart. And they also had some great performances off the bench from McBride and Shamet with 15 and 11. Then we had a joke of a game between Detroit and Chicago where I think the Bulls ran a JV high school team out there in the first half. They were outscored 71-29, and they had a 6-minute stretch where they went scoreless in the second quarter. Just horrific basketball from these guys. They could have thrown me out there just to heave up half-court shots every possession in the second quarter, and I think I would have put up more points than them. It was just pathetic. But anyway, they would go on to lose 132-92 while falling to 22-32 on the season, which is good for 10th in the East. The Pistons had a super balanced attack. They had 6 guys in double figures as they improved to 28-26 and now have a game and a half lead over the Heat for the current 6th seed. Then in the 4th and final game of the night, the Grizzlies beat the Suns 119-112 in Phoenix thanks to 26 from Ja Morant. But along the way, Kevin Durant became just the 8th player to score 30 career points in NBA history. He is now only behind LeBron, Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Jordan, Dirk, and Wilt, and he should have a chance to pass everybody but the top 3 in the next couple of seasons here. So just incredible stuff from arguably the best scorer the game has ever seen, the best pure scorer, I should say. But even in this accomplishment, it's hard not to look at LeBron's numbers and just realize how insane they are. Like, Durant has now done something that only 7 other players have done before in the history of the league. but the gap between him and LeBron is still massive. And I know LeBron has been in the league a few more seasons, but just to put it in perspective, the gap between LeBron and KD right now is larger than Trae Young's career point total. So I don't want to take anything away from KD here, but that's like all I can think about whenever stats like this or records like this come up. But anyway, congrats to KD. You know, he's still playing at an elite level, you know, even into his mid and late 30s here. And I'm excited to see how high he will be able to climb the all-time ranks over the next few years. But anyway, then in some other NBA news, Brandon Ingram signed a three-year, $120 million extension with the Raptors after just being traded there this past week. Then the Lakers signed free agent center Alex Len after their trade with the Hornets for Mark Williams fell through. So that'll just about wrap it up for the NBA coverage. Just to run through some of the college games real quick. We haven't really talked a ton about college hoops this season yet. Obviously, that will ramp up here as we approach the postseason in the coming weeks and since football has ended. But anyway, we had a bunch of top five teams in the SEC playing on the road last night. The first was top-ranked Auburn, who won 80-68 at Vanderbilt. Then second-ranked Bama won 103-80 at Texas. Third-ranked Florida also got a big win over number 22 Mississippi State. They won 81-68. And the fourth team in the top five that played last night, Tennessee, was not as lucky as the first three. They were at Kentucky, and they lost 75-64. In a couple other notable games, Michigan got a huge win over number 7 Purdue, and they now sit atop the Big Ten standings. Kansas State beat number 13 Arizona 73-70, and UConn finally got back on track with a 70-66 win on the road over 24th-ranked Creighton. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for joining us, and if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars if you're listening to the podcast version, or subscribing if you're watching along on the YouTube version. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.